KGCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You better get back to sleep, boy.
Now, Ron says there's only one way that I'll be able to fall asleep, and you're just going to have to do it. That's all.
Oh, boss, that's so much trouble.
Trouble or not, I've got to get my sleep. Now go ahead and do it.
All right.
Now here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Wow, we're exhausted. It's 2:57. It's North Texas Nissan, and it's Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001 who want to bring you this segment. We'll attempt to summon the energy to make it through Why Today Doesn't Suck. Here is Detective Big Mackey.
Thanks, Bob. It's August 9th. Is the Hardline here in Oxnard? Where are they? Hello, Hardline.
Hello.
Do you read me?
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, boys.
Hey, now.
Greetings.
Brad Penny's second start was not nearly as impressive.
Didn't last too terribly long either, did it?
No, and there was a hush in Chavez Ravine.
Were you there for that?
We were.
Nah.
How's Dallas?
So a pall was cast over Dodger Stadium, and the shade of blue that was being thought turned a little on the pale side, you might say, for a while.
There was a lot of wondering whether Paul DeLuca.
I hear McKeon calls him that.
Yeah, I didn't really get that right.
Tell you what, also, you know that. You were at the game the other night. That's all they sell there.
LaDuca stuff?
Is Paul LaDuca gear.
And he is the Rusty Greer of that organization.
Yep.
Just like Ranger fans love Rusty.
They're not happy with Paul DePodesta and his computer and his modern ways.
You can't compute heart. That's what they said.
That's right. So, although I doubt that they were complaining too terribly much during that big Brad Penny debut that we saw.
All right.
Yeah, but now that his bicep is rolled up to his shoulder, those days have passed.
Yes, they will do.
Is Big Hug there?
Right here.
Hey, Hug.
Right here.
Well, today is August 9th, as you guys are well aware.
Are we?
Now you are.
Beverly Duvall's birthday.
That's April 5th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Today's the day in 1999.
Your break's a little early, isn't it?
William Shatner's wife, Dad, in her swimming pool.
Denny Crane.
You know, that's all I hear about. I got to see that season. And ABC is not re-airing The Practice, although it's been critically acclaimed this year. They figure their lineup is just set.
It had two really, really good characters.
My Edge of Genius.
Denny Crane and who else?
Alan Shore.
Troy.
Is that
That's James Spader. Spader, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a lot of great things about
Eddie
James
Shore.
Spader.
He's old-time hockey.
I used to love The Practice. I bailed on it. And then I heard that I would have loved it this year. And they're not re-airing it.
I used to love it. Got to where I didn't like it, but didn't bail on it. Stayed with it this year, and I'm glad I did.
Weren't you telling me that you used to love it, but you had to kill it?
Michael Rendon emails. He wants a shout-out. We met him here at training camp last week.
What has he ever done for us?
Michael Rendon.
He drove to training camp, or did we send him?
He said, thanks again for you and Bob taking a picture with me. As soon as I get it loaded on my computer, I'll forward it to you guys.
Sweet.
Also, I have an email here that says Dan P1 Whitey from Highland Park. His birthday is 41st.
Well, what an appropriate name, Whitey, that lives in Highland Park.
I'll tell you what, I don't trust him.
His birthday is his 41st birthday. Will you please ask Tom Gribble to honor his birthday? Ask his wife to do the blue flame in his honor. That's from Deborah.
I don't know that that's possible.
Strange way of blowing out candles, I'll tell you that.
Here at Susquehanna Radio, we have two birthdays to celebrate today. We have Phyllis Gage, account manager for North Texas Nissan.
You do
well.
Reiner is a big fan of the Phyllis, as we all are in different ways.
We all should be.
Also, happy birthday here at the station to creative imaging director John Michaels.
Well, the OD. Another of whom I'm a big fan.
As we all are, for different reasons.
Is he 100 yet?
He is,
maybe one of these months he'll update the drop page.
He's the OD, the officer of the drop.
Well, I will tell you, being in Oxnard, that the drop page could use some updating.
He does drop page radio.
If I hear those two e-brakes one more time.
He is the guy that is the pigskin poet. Can we say that?
Ooh.
Dump that.
Letting the cat out of the bag there.
He's a good guy.
He didn't like anybody telling him how to do that drop page.
Hmm.
I mean, he does it the way he wants to. He's the OD, the officer of the drops. And
right.
Tell him, he doesn't
He also could put together
much.
A ticket promo as long as it's something that happened in the morning. Because he's usually out of there by about 10:30.
Afternoon delight.
All right, elsewhere in the birthday world, John Cappelletti is 52. Excuse me.
Oh, the professional tennis star.
Didn't he win a Heisman? He did.
Rod Brind'Amour is 34.
Former Flyer great.
Yeah, Briotti.
Got a pretty
Where is
poor
he now?
Nose.
Carolina?
He has
he
a nose
there?
About him.
Storm?
Mm-hmm.
Bob Cousy is 76.
Holy
greatness.
Cross.
That is some greatness.
The set shot, Bob?
Cousy?
He could fire a set shot on you into the peach basket.
He had a little bit more in his bag than that.
He execute the perfect two-handed bounce pass.
Drop
he
the,
dribble around chairs
fence.
To,
Love the picket fence.
He loves
Hey, Reiner, did you hear, Parcells today?
No.
Did he have
what was he talking about, Gribble, that he wanted to do
Since
the,
Since I'm starting to see things like this in the paper.
What?
I'd like
Listen.
To not discuss the deployment of players.
No, not that. The single wing he was talking about,
right.
That he thought about doing the single wing. I thought Reiner might be cheering somewhere.
Plotting how to get the jump pass into the playbook as well.
Well, if he needs somebody to tutor his quarterbacks on the proper form for throwing the jump pass, he should call on me.
I saw that last week right here on this field.
Yeah.
I have it down. I can make it work.
Gosh, I'd love to see Ray Lewis versus the jump pass.
He wouldn't stand a chance.
Derek Fisher is 30.
D. Fish.
Hit a big shot.
Where's he, Golden State now?
One of the
Great
biggest ever.
Player.
Mike Lamb is 29.
Not doing
Former
bad.
Rangers are great.
Not doing bad with Houston.
That guy's going to have a very long, serviceable career in this game.
Is anyone interested in this birthday? 40 years old today. Brett Hall.
Hmm.
Is that right?
Hmm. Bob.
Well, happy 40th, Brett. Let's get to 800.
Man, that's a lot of birthdays.
802.
Well, he wanted to come back to Dallas pretty bad, didn't he?
Well, why should he?
Well, he wanted a two-year deal. And the Stars made it public
Stars
that they
like,
were trying to negotiate with him, but...
Well, you want to play here? How about you come here for half the money?
Well, he offered to do that 3 years ago.
Why don't you give him all the money?
And just a note to the Stars, they have golf courses in Phoenix, too. In fact, more.
Ralph Houk is 85.
Former Yankees manager.
Well, when you have options, you can do that.
Kevin Mack is 42. Ken Norton is 59.
Whoa, let's back up here just a tad.
Ken Norton.
No.
No, boys.
No.
Kevin Mack.
No, let's go back one.
Brett Hall
no.
is 40.
No, let's go up one. Between Brett Hall and Ken Norton, who did we have?
Beverly Duvall.
Kevin Mack.
That's right, and he is known for what?
For Hey Diddle Diddle, Mac and Biner up the middle.
And what did that cry do to us?
When they both gained 1,000 yards each in a single season.
And did that get us excited about Browns football?
Did it ever.
Did that make the dog bone go up a little bit?
Did it ever. Of course, it all ended in a grisly scene when Kevin Mack was handcuffed and taken away after a drug deal gone bad.
Ah.
Boy,
could happen to anybody.
He was
afraid. We kind of collapsed on the bed and kind of took our arms out one sleeve at a time out of the orange onesie that night. And
tore off the
cigar box of Uncle Gary out.
Right.
Tore off the Leroy Kelly jersey.
The legs came out of the brown tights very slowly, one at a time. And instead of being picked up and folded and properly stowed, they were just left crumpled on the floor.
Commenced a canine crying.
Took off the Modell Must Die sandwich board.
A little pointy toe, curled up shoes, kicked off, and just kind of left all strewn about everywhere. And
then you went and laid down on the paper.
Took off the Drew Carey is a Genius sandwich board that was underneath the Art Modell Must Die sandwich board.
Man, that's a lot of sandwich boards.
Then you went and got the Milk Plum football cards and just went and sat on the toilet.
What did I do on the toilet?
Same thing you did on the paper.
Slowly peeled off the Red Right 88 Must Die sandwich board.
Man.
Poop.
It was a tough day, but things are going well now. Ken Norton is 59.
I'm a cowboy great.
I don't think the 59-year-old is.
Oh, Ken
that's
Norton.
The dad.
That's the dad, huh?
Norton. Boxer.
Norton. Beat Muhammad Ali.
Deion Sanders is 37.
Now that's a former Cowboy great.
What?
I wonder if he could return. I wonder if he was the coach, if he could return punts for Parcells, Bill. I mean, Bob. Bill.
I don't know.
Because I wonder if he's got the body to do it. Because apparently Terrence Newman doesn't have the body.
I think he'll be back there.
Ted Simmons
about the rings and about the team concept. We didn't care about who got the MVP, who did this and that.
We sure we was in limos.
All week long they said we was in limos.
Sure we was in limos.
We stars. How else is a star supposed to travel? Yeah, we was in limos. They saying we wasn't practicing hard. We were busting our butt out there. We didn't give a rebuttal. We did not give one rebuttal to all the crap they was talking about us. They say we're too this and that. We're Hollywood. I can't help it because we got some very marketable guys on our team. I can't help that we are charismatic. We have charisma. We have pizzazz. You know what?
Got charisma.
I'm telling Jerry to move the team to Hollywood. I mean, because that's what we should do.
There you go. Doug Williams is 49.
So we wasn't mammals. We stars.
John Williams is 42. Jeff Zimmerman is 32. Jillian Anderson is 36.
Oh.
Sam Elliott is 60.
No.
Melanie Griffith is 47.
Does he even have to go into the makeup for a cowboy movie, Sam Elliott?
Whitney Houston is 41.
Had it.
And now here's some spare birthdays for you.
We had Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. All right, let's begin our journey today with Vinny Del Negro, 38.
Wolfpack.
Vinny Del Negro.
Yeah. Jim Kick, 58.
Miami.
That's a spare? Jim Kick?
I just...
Today's ranking list, yes.
He's no Derek Fisher.
Pretty nice player, I'd say.
He's no Kevin Mack. Jimmy King, 31.
Fab Five?
Fab Five?
Perhaps one of the Five that didn't do as much. Louis Lips, 42.
He thinks ship, doesn't he?
The great Louis Lips, who sinks ships. Yes, Pat Mahomes.
Now, was he there during the Steeler Dan era?
Probably before that.
So you didn't cheer openly for Louis Lips?
No.
Would it be Bubby
Brister? Take off the hard hat.
Bubby Brister to Louis Lips?
There's really no Steeler Dan era, so.
Why do you distance from that?
Why do you get your fingers crossed?
Pat Mahomes, 34.
Twins.
Hello, Jay.
You know, I am Big Mac.
And that's true.
Troy Percival, 35.
Angels.
And Darren Studstill, 34. Mike D. Dan. Footballer. He wasn't in the Herschel trade, was he?
Everybody was.
No,
in
you're thinking
trade.
Of Darren Nelson.
All right.
No, Mike he D. wasn't in the Herschel trade.
Oh well, no, yeah, we have.
Hey, Herschel, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right, but I really can't remember who all was in that trade.
Were you in that?
Did you get your stuff?
Oh, yeah, I was in there.
Were you in the Herschel Walker trade?
Well, I was in the Herschel Walker trade.
So, what's going on? Hey, what do you got?
Oh, not much. I just got to get on out of here. I got 1,400 sit-ups to do for nightfall.
Oh, okay, well, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
There's Herschel Walker.
See you next time.
Big name guy.
It is the next time.
He's still talking after the door closed. Born on this day, now dead, Reiner Benjamin Orr.
The Cars.
Dead on this day, still dead, Sharon Tate.
That's right. Today's the day.
And that's number six on our countdown.
Hear more about that tonight. Gregory Hines.
Jack Brykowski.
Tonight we're going to reenact the
Stephen Parent.
The Tate murders.
Alan Ameche.
The horse.
And Jerry Garcia.
With Jerry Garcia and Jeremy.
And the name I slipped by today was John Williams. I didn't give you his nickname, Hot Rod. Tyler?
We were exhausted from Kevin Mack.
Who once wouldn't squeeze the horn.
And speaking of exhausted, that was three full segments of us, so we need to recuperate. Up next is the Hard Line. We'll see you tomorrow at noon.